From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Israeli troops withdrew today from Palestinian-ruled areas in the West Bank town of Hebron. The move is part of efforts to consolidate a truce with the Palestinians, but tensions in the region remain high. An explosion in the West Bank today killed an Islamic militant, and the Palestinians are blaming Israel. From Jerusalem, NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Israeli tanks and troops left two hilltop Palestinian neighborhoods in Hebron shortly before dawn today. Israel had occupied the neighborhoods 10 days ago in response to Palestinian gunfire. After today's pullback, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said the Palestinian Authority had agreed there would be no more shooting from the neighborhoods at the Jewish settlement in Hebron across the valley. Israel also removed some roadblocks in the occupied territories today and agreed to allow some Palestinians to travel between the West Bank and Gaza for the first time in months. But along with some easing of restrictions, a member of the Hamas movement in the West Bank town of Nablus was killed in an explosion the Palestinians blamed on Israel. The Israeli government did not comment on the allegation, but it did take responsibility for yesterday's assassination of another senior Hamas figure, saying he had organized the bombing of a Tel Aviv disco in June that killed 22 people. Sharon said Sunday's killing was not the first and would not be the last. But Sharon is under attack from hardline forces in his own government for agreeing to ease restrictions on the Palestinians. Two hardline parties today pulled out of the government in protest, saying Sharon is letting his dovish foreign minister Shimon Peres run the show. Chaim Shibi, parliamentary correspondent for the Yedioth Ahronot newspaper, says Sharon still has a comfortable majority in the Israeli parliament or Knesset.
However, it does create an atmosphere or a domino effect, and it could put the government under pressure, an increasing pressure from the right. On the other hand, it enables the Sharon Peres team to work freely and be more responsive to an American request.
Palestinian analysts say the Israeli pullback in Hebron and the easing of other restrictions are a direct result of American pressure to keep the Israeli-Palestinian conflict quiet while the U.S. focuses on assembling a worldwide anti-terror coalition. Palestinian journalist Daoud Kutab says the time is right for a new American initiative for an Israeli-Palestinian agreement.
The overriding feeling among Palestinians is that there has to be some kind of force outside of the region that can cause Israelis to understand that there is no military solution to the conflict and that there has to be a political one. Both sides know the basic red lines of the other side, and I think sooner or later people of logic and sense will overcome those who are shooting on both sides.
Israeli media reports say Israel is expecting a new Middle East peace initiative from the Bush administration as early as next month. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.